Report: House Democrats stayed in ritzy El Salvador hotel while supporting alleged gang member. By Amy Furr on April 29, 2025. A group of House Democrats reportedly stayed in a luxury hotel after traveling to El Salvador to show support for an illegal alien and alleged member of the MS-13 gang whom President Donald Trump deported. The Daily Caller on Monday identified the four lawmakers who have been protesting the illegals' removal from the United States. The outlet continued. Democratic Reps. Maxwell Frost of Florida, Robert Garcia of California, Maxine Dexter of Oregon and Yasemin Ansari of Arizona traveled to the capital city of San Salvador to advocate for the release of reputed MS-13 gangbanger Kilmar Abrego Garcia on April 21. They stayed at the Hilton San Salvador, a luxury property situated against a picturesque backdrop of the capital city's volcano. A source familiar with the members' accommodations told the DCNF. The San Salvador Hotel apparently offers guests scenic views and has a 5-star rating. A video advertisement shows the ritzy hotel's large event rooms, views, and food offerings. Frost recently said the Trump administration's refusal to bring Garcia back to America is a constitutional crisis, while Rep. Garcia claimed Democrats are organizing in El Salvador to ensure the man's release. Meanwhile, Dexter has claimed Trump illegally abducted Garcia as Ansari urged on fellow Democrats to travel to El Salvador to advocate for migrants who are illegally imprisoned, per Breitbart News. Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, set the tone last week when he took time away from the job his constituents elected him to do in Congress to fly to El Salvador and meet with Abrego Garcia. Representatives Ansari, Maxwell Frost, DFL, Robert Garcia, DCA, and Maxine Dexter, Dior, have now followed suit, the outlet reported on April 22. Per the Caller, the lawmakers did not meet with the suspected gang member during their trip to El Salvador. The report also said that their request to send an official congressional delegation to the country was denied, noting that taxpayers would have to foot the bill for it had their request been granted. In a recent letter to Rep. Frost and Rep. Garcia, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer wrote, "It is absurd that you both displayed active hostility for over 2 years toward the committee's oversight of the Biden border crisis and the consequences of millions of illegal aliens entering the country. Yet now, you are seeking travel at committee expense to meet with foreign gang members. If you also wish to meet with him, you can spend your own money." President Trump recently said Democrats are treating Garcia, who allegedly belongs to MS-13 and is accused of domestic violence and human trafficking, like a saint, per Breitbart News.